Good day, investors. I'm Mike Smith, CFO of PSG Financial Services, and pleased to have this opportunity to share with you our latest annual financial results for the year ended 29th of February 2024. I'll run through first our overall financial results, then through our divisional performance, some of our focus areas, some return and trading stats, and finally conclude. We have an unchanged group structure at PSG Financial Services, three divisions: PSG Wealth, PSG Asset Management, and PSG Insure. PSG remains an advice-led business with a broad geographic footprint throughout South Africa and Namibia. This enables us to service our clients where they reside. We have 953 advisors operating from 266 offices. 64% of our advisor force are wealth advisors, and the remaining 36% are insurer advisors. If you look at our business characteristics, number one, we're equity market dependent. A substantial portion of the fees we earn are linked to the value of our client assets we manage and administer. Our administrative and platform businesses are people and system dependent, and we continue to attract entrepreneurial people with a can-do attitude. We are proud of the progress we've made in growing our own talent, with 152 newly qualified graduates, 95% who are ACI candidates, having joined the firm during the past financial year. The firm continues to generate strong cash flows, with our cash earnings exceeding our reported earnings due to certain non-cash flow items, example, the amortization of our intangibles, which is 74 million rand. We have 21 regulatory licenses, 17 in South Africa, and 4 in foreign jurisdictions. And PSG Financial Services is licensed as an insurance group controlling company, which makes us vulnerable to regulatory change. And that's why we have a dedicated regulatory team, consciously keeping updated of regulatory change so that we can ensure that we incorporate that into our business planning. If we look at the macroeconomic indicators, yeah, it's important when you review our results to consider the economic environment. We saw a 5% decline in the closing Rand-US dollar exchange rate during the year under review. However, the average Rand-US dollar exchange rate declined by 12% for the two financial years. In FY24, the average Rand-dollar exchange rate was 1868 versus 1671 in the previous financial year. S&P 500 was up 34% in Rand term, largely due to the strong performance of the Magnificent Seven technology companies and a 5% currency devaluation. The JSE overall index declined by 6% during the year under review. If we now move across to our results, we achieved 11% growth in headline earnings per share and a 9% increase in headline earnings. The 2% decline in our weighted average number of shares is due to us repurchasing and cancelling 15.8 million shares as part of our capital optimization project. Assets under management remains a key driver of our earnings growth. This increased by 15% to 407 billion, a result of us achieving 23.2 billion of net client inflows and 29.6 billion of positive market growth for clients. Premium income also increased by 13%, which once again demonstrates our ability to generate new business despite a tough trading environment. Firm remains confident about its long-term growth prospects, and we therefore continue to invest in technology and people. Our technology and infrastructure spend increased by 13%. These costs we continue to fully expense, while our fixed remuneration costs grew by 12%. We'll now go through some of our divisional earnings. Our divisional profit contribution is split as follows. Wealth division contributed 64% of our earnings, asset management 21%, and insure 15%. PSG Wealth achieved earnings growth of 17%. The division generated 12% increase in core revenue due to good growth in management and other recurring fees, whilst our transactional brokerage income decreased due to lower trading activity during the FY24 year. PSG Insure, they achieved a 13% increase in gross written premium. However, their earnings decreased by 6% due to our underwriting margins declining from 13% to 9% during the year due to certain catastrophe events that we experienced during the year, which I'll elaborate on a bit further when we touch on Western's result. PSG Asset Management result, they were impacted by lower performance fees. However, our management fees increased by 17%, resulting in stable recurring headline earnings compared to the prior year. If we now move on to our 10-year track record, so we continue to manage and evaluate the firm's performance against an unchanged set of metrics. Our 10-year track record highlights the sequential improvement of our key metrics. Our compound annual growth over the past 10 years is as follows: assets under management, 15%; core revenue, 12%; recurring headline earnings per share, 15%; and dividend per share, 14%. You can also see a substantial improvement in our credit rating and SCR ratio, aligned with our aim to optimize our capital structure and risk-adjusted returns for the benefit of shareholders. During the year, we repurchased and canceled 15.8 million shares at a cost of 207 million. The board declared a final gross dividend of 0.285 per share, bringing the total dividend for the year up to 0.42 per share, which is a 17% increase, reflecting our sound financial position and confidence in our prospects. The sequential growth in earnings and dividends per share for the past decade is testimony to a great firm aimed at carefully managing risks and delivering strong shareholder returns. If you look at our wealth business, managed client assets increased to 355 billion. This included 19.6 billion of positive net inflows and 30 billion of positive market performance, as we once again delivered good investment performance results for our clients during the year. Our weighted average value of managed client assets was 325.3 billion, which is up 17% from the prior year. PSG Wealth was also recognized as the Wealth Manager of the Year, Large Institutions at the Intellidex 2023 Wealth Manager of the Year Award for the fifth consecutive year. PSG Wealth, during the past 5 years, the wealth business has secured 79.5 billion of managed client asset net flows. Our sustained investment in digital capabilities aimed at enhancing our client experience has enabled our high-caliber advisors to maintain excellent client relationships and service levels, which is a key driver of our success. PSG Wealth continues to advise clients to focus on their long-term goals and maintain diversified portfolios, especially during these volatile and uncertain times. On the wealth advisory front side, we actually had a 3% increase in number of advisors. 18 advisors joined us during the past 12 months. We had 65 new joiners and 47 advisors left us. PSG Asset Management, they grew client assets under management by 7% to 51.8 billion, largely due to the 3.5 billion of positive net client inflows we secured. Our weighted average assets under management was up 15% from the prior year at 50 billion. Our total assets administered by the division increased by 15% to 227.7 billion, supported by the 9.5 billion of multi-manager net inflows. Asset Management, during the year, brought in 3.5 billion of net flows. The strong increase in management fee of 19% was offset, however, by a 54% decrease in performance fees. PSG Asset Management continues to engage with clients on the merits of its 3M investment philosophy and the importance of staying in the market throughout the investment cycles. The division continues to deliver good investment performance returns over the appropriate fund investment period horizon for our clients. The relative weaker one-year investment performance due to the fund's lower exposure to certain technology shares, that was a big market driver in FY 2024. Our achievements continue to be acknowledged, however, as we recently secured the runner-up position at the Raging Bull South Africa Management Company Awards, which measures risk-adjusted investment returns delivered over a 3-year time horizon. PSG Insure achieved an overall premium income growth of 12% during the year. The division continues to focus on profitable growth, with an emphasis on commercial lines type of business, which requires advisor expertise. Western received the Product Supplier of the Year Non-Life Commercial Award at the FIA Intermediary Experience Awards during September 2023, for the second year in a row. On the insurer advisor side, we saw a 3% decrease in the PSG insurer advisor force due to the amalgamation and consolidation of certain PSG insurer advisor offices. During the year, we had 20 new joiners and 32 advisors left, resulting in a net decrease of 12 advisors. Western National Insurance, our short-term insurance business, their results were adversely impacted by numerous cat events during the year. We had two severe flooding events in the Western Cape and an earthquake and hailstorm in Gauteng. If you look at our overall top-line focus, the firm generates an overall top-line revenue growth of 13%. The wealth business, 12%, asset management an 8%, and insurer 15% growth in top-line revenue. The group still has relatively low market shares and therefore remains confident about its strategy and prospects for future growth. We continue to monitor and evaluate our overall business performance by focusing on three core metrics: recurring revenues, profit margins, unit of risk relative to return on equity. Our operating margins were marginally impacted by the impact of the cat events at Western, as well as our further investment in technology and people. Performance fees contributed 2.8% of headline earnings during the period versus 6.5% in the previous year. Return on equity delivered was 23.4% on an unleveraged basis, as the group has no interest-bearing debt, which adds to the group's strong financial position and excellent liquidity. Give you some details on returns and trading stats. So this table depicts the investment returns a shareholder would have earned during the past 19 years, where they reinvest their dividends relative to the JSE Aussie, both in rands and US dollar terms. So 100,000 invested in PSG Consult has grown to 7894985, where 100,000 invested in the JSE over that same period would have grown to 978948. So having invested in PSG Financial Services, the return is just over 8 times greater than having invested in the JSE over that 19-year period. If we have a look at some of our P/E ratios and ROE trend, what I'd like to draw your attention to is the ROE that we generated in FY24, net of inflation of 17.8%. I think it shows that we've had a good track record of delivering good investment returns for clients and shareholders. Our trading stats. PSG Financial Services has a market capitalization of 19.4 billion and just over 2.5 billion of shares traded during the financial year. 51% of our shares are currently held by institutional shareholders and have around 17,800 shareholders. Finally, a few concluding remarks that underpin our expectation for future success. First of all, we have a formidable advisor network in South Africa with a broad geographic footprint that we continue to expand. Strong governance structures, clear growth opportunities for our business, and a history of superior shareholder returns. And we also very much focus on optimizing our risk-adjusted return per share. That's why we're restrictive of the issuance of new shares. Thank you. I hope that you have a good day.